What if right now, today, your agency's security team is drowning in alerts, and the one that actually matters is getting buried? That's not a hypothetical. That's what poor cyber visibility actually costs you. Here's why this matters right now. In 2026, government agencies are facing a perfect storm. AI is reshaping how threats get prioritized. Major security platforms are making billion-dollar bets on observability. And supply chain blind spots are creating sanctions exposure nobody has mapped yet. Ejira Global has been tracking these converging pressures, and the cost of ignoring them is no longer abstract. It's measurable, and it's brutal. First, IBM's 2024 cost of a data breach report puts the average breach at $4.88 million. And the biggest driver? Detection and escalation delays. For government agencies handling sensitive citizen data or classified systems, that number actually understates the real damage. Every hour your mean time to detect climbs, the meter runs. Observability tools aren't a discretionary budget line. They're breach cost reduction with a calculable ROI second. Palo Alto Networks just acquired Embrace, an application monitoring company, integrating real user monitoring into their Cortex AgendiX platform. Why does that matter for agencies? Because without real user monitoring, a compromised credential can move laterally for weeks before triggering a single alert. With it, behavioral anomalies surface in near real time. Palo Alto also added synthetic monitoring, proactively testing your security posture before users hit failures. The signal is clear. Unified observability is now the foundation of zero trust architecture. Third, inbox overload is a security problem, not just a productivity problem. GD Maritime just launched AI email intelligence to automatically categorize and prioritize critical communications in high-stakes environments. The parallel for government SOCs is direct. Analysts processing thousands of alerts daily experience documented fatigue, and fatigue causes missed detections. AI-assisted triage concentrates human judgment exactly where it counts most, on the threats that actually matter. Here's what you do today. Pull your current mean time to detect and mean time to respond numbers. If you don't have them, that's your answer. Send those metrics to your leadership with one question attached. What's our acceptable breach cost threshold? That conversation needs to happen before an incident makes it for you. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.